Morning, mate.
Morning, DK. How are you doing today?
As we've all been better, let's put it that way. All right.
Yeah,
so cricket, we had T20s first grade start a couple of weeks ago. So we're up to, well, we had round two this week. So we'll cover off the games last night. So Burnie beat Wynyard and you guys and Devonport. So Devonport beat you. You guys made 170 and lost.
Yeah, it was a last ball thriller under the mountain. We've been on the receiving end of two last ball losses over the last 2 weeks, but that's how it goes. Devonport played some really good cricket. Yeah, the outfield was lightning. The playing surface was really good, and we thought we'd put a pretty competitive total on the board, and probably just let a few things slip in our fielding innings, and Devonport were able to capitalise and fair play to them. They got the chocolates and chased down a pretty good T20 total. So I suppose that's T20 cricket though, at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. All right, so wins to Devonport and Burnie last night. And on Wednesday night, Ulverston beat La Trobe in the first grade
right.
T20. So that competition takes shape again early January. All right, well, let's stay on first grade. So last week, round 10, wins to Devonport, Ulverston, Westbury, Riverside and the Burnie Hurricanes. So we're up to round 11 tomorrow. Weather forecast is pretty good. Should get a full day's play in starting at 10:30. So we'll start off with the game between Burnie and Ulverston at West Park. Should be a great game. Ulvi have won, I think, their last four games.
Yeah, that's shaping up to arguably probably the game of the round. The other thing I noticed is that if Ulverston actually win, they can sneak into the Greater Northern Finals. They can sneak into the four.
Is that right?
So I had a look at that this morning. So Burnie are actually second on that ladder, so that they're going to be playing Greater Northern Finals cricket from what I can see. With Ulverston, yeah, they might have a bit to play for tomorrow in the sense that not only will it get them closer to, I suppose, the top of our table, like from a northwest perspective, but also it can bump them up into a Greater Northern type scenario. I think Launceston have the bye, so that's where that sort of comes in. Because they're not playing, I think they can leapfrog them. So.
Wow. Okay, didn't know that. Very good. Well, good luck, Ulvi, tomorrow. That'll be a cracker at West Park. Game at La Trobe tomorrow. La Trobe against Devonport.
Yeah, I think this is also a pretty important game, DK, in the sense that La Trobe are sitting fourth, Devonport are sitting fifth, but there's only a game between them, and then there's only a game between fourth and third, which is us. So that's shaping up to be a pretty good game too, as in a win there to either of those teams could probably set them up and give them a reasonable platform for two-day cricket.
Right. So La Trobe, and by the way, La Trobe Recreation Ground looking absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, it's in tip-top shape.
Yeah.
To be honest, I probably wouldn't expect anything less out of the crew there. They do a fantastic job, and they certainly put the work in, and it's a magnificent display at the rec there.
Yeah, the pitch, the outfield, everything's great there. All right, so you guys, you're at home tomorrow against Wynyard.
Yeah, pretty important game for us, and equally important for Wynyard. For us, a win going into Christmas, take a bit of momentum into red ball cricket, and gets us close to Ulverston, who are sitting just above us by a game. And vice versa, Wynyard and Devonport are actually sitting on equal points at fifth and sixth. So for them, again, you can create that platform. And we've probably seen that in the past couple of years. If you've just got enough points on the board at Christmas, you can propel yourself in two-day cricket with all the bonus point allocations and whatnot. So a pretty important game for us and Wynyard. So I'm sure they'll be played in a good competitive spirit. And hopefully a good game of cricket at Sheffield.
Right, you're on a bit of form, mate. You've whacked a few. I know you whacked 50 last night in the T20.
Oh, I came crashing back down to earth last night.
That's cricket.
It's all part and parcel playing cricket. I said to the boys last night, this is why we love cricket, because it's all ups and downs, and you just ride the roller coaster and you keep turning up and you love it. So.
Yeah, indeed. All right, so that's they're the Cricket Northwest games for tomorrow, and the other games in the Greater Northern Cup tomorrow. So Launceston play Westbury, Mowbray against South Lonnie, Riverside have the bye. All right,
yeah.
Second grade, well done to Ulverston. They won the T20 Grand Final. They beat the Burnie Hurricanes last weekend, and I think that's five in a row that the second grade Ulverston team have won that.
Yeah, I believe it is something. It's four or five, and a terrific effort. Obviously, congratulations to all the staff, volunteers and players at the Ulverston District Cricket Club. Fantastic effort and a good display of cricket for Cricket Northwest. And, terrific outcome for last Sunday for cricket on the Northwest Coast.
Yep, indeed. All right, so it's round 10 for the 50-over competition for second grade. So tomorrow we've got Devonport against Burnie at Devonport, Wynyard against Sheffield at Wynyard, and Ulverston hosting La Trobe tomorrow. 10:30 start for second grade. Everyone going for wins, obviously, before Christmas, before we take the break. All right, now...
Yeah, that ladder's really tight too.
Yeah.
Just to note, it's Burnie on top on 43 and Ulverston a fifth on 33.
Right, okay. So 10:30 start tomorrow for second grade. Now, the women, so results from last weekend's T20s. So Wynyard beat Devonport and La Trobe beat Ulverston. Sheffield girls had the bye last week. So what's happening with the women's cricket this weekend, mate?
I'm not entirely sure if there's a game this weekend or whether they're... I think I'm reasonably confident that theirs has come to a bit of a completion to the Christmas break now. But there is some rep cricket to be played. So I believe that there's been a rep side picked that will take on the North in a 40-over game. That'll take place in January.
Right.
And I believe that team, if it hasn't already been announced on social media, will probably be announced in the coming days, I would think.
Yeah, right. I think it has been announced and... I think that's up on Cricket Northwest Facebook, I think.
Likewise for the juniors, they're currently on break, Christmas break. But there's been an East versus West team selected for under-14s and under-16s. They'll play each other with the view that there'll be a Cricket Northwest rep team selected to play against the North, and that all takes place in January as well.
Right. Now, we've got the Test match coming up in Hobart. So Cricket Northwest, you're going to take the that week off, yeah?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. So all those details, sorry, DK. All those details will be on our Facebook page. So we're taking the weekend off to allow people to get down and support the Test match. It's a great thing for cricket in Tasmania that we're able to host an Ashes Test. And so yeah, we've decided that we'll play Saturday, Sunday the following week to make up that day's play. But I think overall a terrific result for Tasmanian cricket.
Yeah, indeed. And yeah, that's a good plan. All right. And I'll just double-check the roster for the women's game. Yes, so they're on the break now, so that's the last game for a few weeks for the women, apart from the rep game. All right, now, you wanted to say a few words on behalf of the Cricket Northwest Board?
Yeah, if I could just quickly. Obviously, on behalf of the Cricket Northwest Board and cricketing community, I'd just like to pass on our best wishes to all those that were involved in yesterday's tragic events at the Hillcrest Primary School. Obviously, our thoughts are with everyone throughout these difficult times that was involved in that incident, so... best wishes to all the people that may have been involved and affected by those tragedies.
Well said. Thanks, mate. Catch you soon.
All right. Cheers, DK. Thanks, mate.